Real talk, Bo Culture Junkies. It's your boy Mars in the building. And, basically, man, I'm just pondering, smoking one, thinking. And I come across some shit that say, the Aretha Franklin, "You Make Me Feel." That shit is now being called to be banned by trans women who, if you never heard that term before, are men who are born men who identify as women, and some have even undergone, you know, surgeries to they underwent surgeries to you know, become a woman. And that's cool, you know, that's our thing. But y'all niggas, you ladies, whatever, y'all tripping. But it's society fault. Society tripping. Because, like I said, I just, you know, I ain't trying to make nobody mad or upset nobody. Like, I really don't understand how, like, that song ain't even in circulation like that, my nigga. Like, that shit only come on old networks. So for a nigga to even bring that shit up is like a reach. You know what I mean? But these niggas been silent on Ezra Miller. Just shit like that, man. But this nigga, but the fucking song, "A Woman Who Not Even Here No More." They want to tarnish this woman's legacy because they're going through some type of identity crisis. You know what I mean? But then I got to thinking even more, like, damn. You know, it's been like 10, 20 years since, you know, niggas just been openly coming out like, "I'm a girl," or, you know, "I'm gay." And that's on both genders and shit, you know? Cause you got trans dudes out here that's really women that was born women, you know, but went through the process and paid to make that shit, you know, male. I was like, damn, like chemically, like they got real beards and meat, all that shit. Like, okay. Again, that's your thing, and I'm trying to be. I'm laughing because I'm nervous. I'm, you know, it's anxiety, because I'm not trying to offend nobody or nothing. Like, I'm genuinely gonna say some shit that that's really from the heart, man. That shit from the heart. What I'm about to say. So these women and these men, you know, transitioned into men and women, you know, and again, that's your thing, that's your thing. But what got me thinking about this shit was before all of that, you know, what I just said. I was kicking it with my pops or whatever. Or no, it was two incidences. I was kicking it with my pops and I was talking to a coworker. And my coworker is around my father's age, you know, up there, you up there, like 50. Mid-50s, staying in mid-50s, whatever, you know. And I'm kicking on my coworker. I'm kicking on my dad two different times, two different days. And this same person come up, Zachary Quinto. And, you know, this nigga one of my favorite actors, whatever. He cool. I'll call that nigga the White Drake, you know what I'm saying? Because he look like Drake, or Drake look like him, or whatever. Whichever one. I think he older, so Drake look like him. And, my pops was like, both of them was like, "That nigga gay." And I'm like, so my coworker looking at a picture of the nigga and don't even know this nigga name, but he know his orientation. And my pops know exactly who I was talking about. And he was like, "Yeah, that nigga gay." And no matter how they said it or whatever, the point that hit me was not the tone, but more so what was said. And it's like, damn, dog, why are people being identified? Notice I said people. Why are people being identified by their sexual orientation? Anyway, like, why are they trying to say that people, like, how do your gender define you? How do your sexual orientation define you as a person? Like, it's got to be deeper than that, right? But on a more cynical level, it's like, why can't straight dudes be more open about, I mean, like, if we putting it on the table, why can't more straight dudes be open about what they into? Like, how I put it? I guess it is a difference between just, like, just talking about acts of sex or whatever versus expressing passion, you know what I mean, or attraction or whatever. But it's to the degree now, though, where people are, you know, dressing like the other gender without transitioning. And again, if that's your thing, that's your thing. I'm just saying, that's like a lightweight, I don't know how to articulate what I'm trying to say, right? But I feel like some levels of this flamboyancy is, I'm not gonna say it's excessive for sure, but just the fact that niggas is being that flamboyant, you know what I'm saying? When I say niggas, I don't mean just the guys, I mean all the way around the board. Like, for women, that shit is just like, and I've seen this shit. I've had a woman who claimed to be interested in me or attracted to me just transition into a stud. And I've had studs, like, you know, hit them and shit. In fact, shit. I took this one girl virginity when I was in Job Corps or whatever. We was both, you know, about 18-ish. And she was a stud. And we was hanging out, but she was like real cute. And we did that shit. And I was like, whoa. It's, you know, like, women just slide up and down on the scale of what they, with that in particular. Like, I know a bunch of women have a bunch of kids and then they up and then, you know, now she in love with this woman or this woman to love her. Like, Niecy Nash did that shit. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that shit makes the news. It's like, okay, so why can't, like, a nigga who, like, feet, like if a dude got a foot fetish or something, why can't that dude just openly just like, I'm going to the foot fetish convention? Or if you like in the BBWs and shit, like, why can't that type of passion get the same celebrity or attention as cause like that BBW shit has in a way took off of pop culture. But it seemed like to counter that shit, you got women going to go get surgery to look like the women who naturally born and built like that. Like, cause there's women who really do got hips and butts that big, like how Kim Kardashian or what's that crazy white girl named, the blonde hair with the big butt, Crystal or some shit like that, I don't know, she foreign too. Like, it's women really actually built like that. And they don't got fake butts or nothing like that or whatever. But they don't get the same popularity or attention as you know, the women with the fake bodies and shit. Like Black China or, you know, any of them. So you got women who naturally gifted like that or whatever. Like, why can't these type of fetishes or... I mean, because that's exactly... I mean, when it started getting into system, I don't know. Maybe I don't know. Because I don't want to upset nobody. But when it started getting off into people where it's like, okay, you're gay, okay. But you dressing like a woman. But you're not transitioning. Now you're saying you... It's like... you know what I mean? Like, certain people, I feel like, are taking advantage of that shit. And, because I seen a video of Umar Johnson, he was trying to talk to some people in that community, and niggas was just trying to argue with this nigga. And it's like, my nigga, you haven't said no clear... And these is dudes, but they say they identify as women, so I don't even know how to even... I don't even know where to begin to even fucking describe that shit, but like, person, you haven't said any motherfucking clear distinctions, or it's just everything is just up in the air, and that's not that's not stable. That's not sane. That's not cool. That's just fucking whims, nigga. That's some whimsical shit. Just at your whim, you just... I felt like... It's like... They definitely used to give people medication for this type of behavior back in the day. Do you get what I'm saying? And now, because, you know, the right motherfucking feelings got hurt, laws got changed and shit, and now, you know, that's the type of conversation... That this conversation turns into the Umar was having with niggas, because everything is just how I feel, and it's like, yeah, that's an unstable mindset, my nigga. You know what I mean? Not to bash nobody in that community. It's just when that conversation got had, that's what that shit was turning into. And there's other people that's in that community that was even saying that in the comment section, like, yeah, that's what I don't like about this community. Is that when you ask certain people, this is usually what you get. You know what I'm saying? So that's why I was just thinking about that shit. Like, well, damn, you know, it ain't so much as on that community. It's just as a society, you know, why don't we? Like, so this whole passport bro shit, for example, these niggas got into that whole... Well, black men is banned from Brazil type shit, because when you talk to some of them niggas over there, or well, some of the niggas that's been doing that shit, what do it sound like? It sound like sex tourism, nigga. Because it went from a Patrice O'Neal just talking about him, what he do on his vacation shit, to a full-blown movement of niggas, you know, downing American women. Particularly African American, but niggas was downing women with that shit. Like, go over there, cause over here. And, you know, it's truth to that shit, but at the same time, y'all niggas was going over there on some sex tourism shit. A lot of niggas was. Not everybody, but a lot of niggas was going over there. And then Dog was even, like, you westernized that shit, for sure. You went over there. And you just making videos and videos and videos, and it's like, bro, this all you know how to do. This is you ran it into the ground, and of course, you know, you got people that, you know, want to tear you down, and you know, this is their country, bro. This is a whole nother country. It's a whole nother nation. It's a whole nother people, bro. And they, you know. You making their women look like, yeah, these hoes for everybody. Like, you know, some shit just need to be said behind closed doors. Not everything need to be put on fucking YouTube. That's why you got groups and fraternities and shit like that. Everything is just too, that's what I'm saying. Everything is just so out in the open now. You know what I mean? Because the women over there have an issue with, especially if they Afro-Latina over there, they get looked at as prostitutes or sex workers or whatever the fuck you want to call that shit, bro. But they get over-sexualized. So that's why you gotta be mindful of how you move. That's not no shit you just tell everybody. I'm going over here to go. Like, come on, man. Now look, it sounds weak. It sounds weak, bro. It's not. You let some women chase you out your country. You know what I mean? Think about it. Think about what you're saying. Like, if you find a woman over there, that's a good thing. Don't mean dog it out. That don't mean do everything you couldn't do over here, over there. Not everything. You feel me? So if you was looking for a good woman, that's what you should have took your ass over there to find, but not on no vacation, nigga. You get what I'm saying? Like, not on no vacation, my nigga. That ain't the move. Go there, meet somebody. I mean, I don't know, man. Like I said, getting a woman shouldn't be the goal, no way. But we're not talking about that. The point I'm trying to make is, I appreciate what Dog was saying and doing, but he should have left it at that one bit. He should have just took it as far as, because I just switched up subjects and shit. Dog should have took it as far as, I like the vibes over here, blah, 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 because he did move over there, and he should have took it to just moving over there. Not him just full-blown, just showing that old girl was really into him like that. That was a bad look, because of what he asking her. You know what I'm saying? He should have just kept it on, I'm living at Brazil. It was like way more subtle ways to do what he was trying to do. He could have said all that shit that he was saying in that one bit, and like maybe a one or two part bit. Did that. If he was gonna move over there, did videos on like, well, I'm moving over here, blah, 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 and kept it about himself and took it off of that. And it would have been a way more powerful thing. But I'm playing Monday morning quarterback and shit like that. So I'm just saying, certain shit do need to be talked about. And so that's just, I can appreciate what he was trying to do. But like, I don't like, back to the original point, I don't like that, you know, that certain community, you know, is just basically trying to control everything. You know what I mean? It's kind of Orwellian and everything. But again, them niggas getting shamed for how they was doing that shit with the passport, bro, shit. But if it was a way to be like, yeah, I'm into Afro Latinas or Latina women or whatever the fuck, or you know, Spanish women or whatever, Portuguese women, whatever, Asian women, I'm into that, but I'm a black dude or whatever. And it was more so talking about that from a, this is what I'm attracted to, or that's why, you know, I'm vibing with this, without, you know, if it was more based on talking about the relationships versus trying to compare them to the community that you know, from. If it was more so about the bridging of these communities, then the, you know, that, I think niggas would be more effective. As far as tolerance and shit like that go with the, you know, alphabet community. Yeah, I think that community do need to be more understood, so that people could be more, you know. Because, I mean, shit, I lost, shit, majority of the fucking country gay, like, or bi, or whatever the fuck. So, you know, I don't think it's a real acceptance problem no more, but more so an understanding problem, because you do got certain people that look at them as like deviants and shit like that or whatever. And then you do got shit that happens in, you know, that community behind closed doors to people and shit, and it just don't get the same light. So I think it's more of a communication thing. I think we should communicate more and work on having them conversations, and, you know, maybe they will not be so sensitive to everything. Because, like I said, I watch a lot of TV, and Family Guy has said a lot of shit about damn near everybody. But, you know, it's like certain things or certain people are allowed to get away with, you know, saying certain shit, and other people get, you know, persecuted for the shit, for the same shit. Like, that's the conversation that needs to happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is up with that? You know what I mean? The double standards and shit. So, but I do feel like certain things need to get more, how put it? Certain shit needed to be dialed back a little bit and considered. Like, all this plastic surgery, not just the orientation changing, but like these BBLs and shit like that or whatever. Like, but that's some shit that need to be rethought. You know what I mean? Again, like I said, there's other groups of people that need to be represented. Like I said, these BBWs and shit like that or whatever. Just look at the way they dress BBWs on TV, regular TV. TV shows and shit like that, and then look at how women dress in real life. You know what I'm saying? They still put the frumpy clothes on them and shit. Like, it's just a lot of shit. Like, you know what I mean? Like, some niggas are attracted to big women. You know what I mean? But it's they get shamed. They get body shamed and shit like that or whatever. I don't know. Shit, even little people get fucking representation on TV. You know what I'm saying? Like, the big people that they put on TV is like my 600 pound life and shit. Like, it's funny, man, but it's not funny. You know what I'm saying? But it's funny that, you know, when you say big, like, people just go to the most exaggerated. It's just funny, man. You know what I'm saying? Or like say certain shit, like when you say foot fetish or shit like that, or like just different shit. Like, I know, like, niggas is like, this nigga got a foot fetish, like, whatever. I'm just saying, the same way, you know, it's like a gay pride parade and all this other shit, it should be like a foot fetish parade or some shit like that too. Or, you know what I mean? Like, let's just like let everybody, I mean, if it's all about expression and passion and shit like that, because once you take it to that degree, people start thinking about it like, well, yeah, you know what I'm saying? But for real, seriously, it should be like if we gonna go that far with shit, let's go that far with shit. You know what I'm saying? But it's your boy Mars in the building. Let me know what you think in the comment section, man. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on YouTube, Real Talk Pop Culture Junkies. Follow me on Anchor at Real Talk Pop Culture Junkies. It's on Spotify, follow us on there too. And yeah, just let me know what you think, man. Like, what what would you, if you could, what would you want to see get celebrated like they celebrate, you know, all these other little, you know, groups of people that that identify, and it's like, why the fuck is that identity on the front line? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what do you think about that? All right, I'm out.